Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Federal investigators say the pilot in the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and seven other passengers earlier this year may have been disoriented in the fog. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, Ara Zobayan's last transmission said he was climbing to 4,000 feet to get above clouds, but he was actually in a rapid descent into a hillside northwest of Los Angeles. The report confirms initial findings that the helicopter was functioning. A final report on the cause of the crash is due later. In MLB news, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred and union head Tony Clark have reached a framework that could lead to an agreement starting a 60-game coronavirus-delayed season on July 19th or 20th. Players would get full prorated pay, about 37% of their salary. The wild card round would expand from two games to eight best-of-three series this year, and the designated hitter would be used in all games for the first time. In other virus-related sports news, the NCAA Division I Council has approved a plan to allow college basketball players to start working with their coaches for the first time since the pandemic wiped out March Madness. The summer access period for men's and women's players will begin July 20th. And now that the U.S. Open at Flushing Meadows is on for August, many are wondering who's going to show up. Yesterday, 23-time Grand Slam singles champion Serena Williams said she will compete. Meanwhile, two-time major champion and former number one Simona Halep says she does not currently plan to play. The U.S. Open will be held without spectators from August 31st to September 13th. Electric line calling will be used instead of line judges at all courts except the two largest arenas. Singles qualifying, mixed doubles, junior, and wheelchair competition are being eliminated entirely. In other news, the fastest man in the world has been sidelined for a string of missed doping tests. Christian Coleman, an American sprinter who won the 100-meter title at last year's World Championships and had been the early favorite for the Tokyo Olympics, was temporarily banned from competition by the Athletics Integrity Unit yesterday. And lastly, in horse racing, Tis the Law drew the number 8 post in the 10-horse field for the Belmont Stakes this weekend. Tis the Law is the early 6-5 favorite for the race, which will be kicking off the Triple Crown instead of concluding it this Saturday. I'm Jesse King.